The information provided in this episode is provided for general informational purposes only and may not reflect the current law in your state or country. By watching and listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as legal advice and no attorney-client relationship between you, the host, or guest. You are advised to seek legal counsel concerning your legal question or concern from a lawyer licensed in your state, country, or appropriate licensing jurisdiction.
Hello, Texas. Good morning, Philippines. Good afternoon, Australia. And I believe it's also good evening sa Canada area. And of course, saan man kayo naroon ngayon, binabati ko kayo ng isang magandang araw o magandang gabi. And welcome to Usapang Off the Record. I am your host, Eileen Licotizan. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And I'm the managing partner of Licotizan Law Firm based here in Houston, Texas. Ayan, of course, welcome sa lahat ng mga kasama natin dito ngayon at lahat ng mga nakikinig. Kayo po ay nakikinig dito sa Usapang Off the Record. It's about an hour show where we discuss legal matters that could, you know, give you some important information that you may need now or maybe not. Pero in the future, you know, you may want to share the information as well. So maganda lang na i-share din natin yan. Of course, ang Usapang Off the Record ay mapapanood every Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time. And that'll be 10 a.m. Saturday morning in the Philippines. And we are live stream sa YouTube channel and Facebook page of Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy, ang ating producer. And of course, this show is produced by Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy and Licotizan Law, a law firm here in Houston. So like and follow Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy sa kanilang Facebook page and YouTube channel so that you can be notified if there are live shows or for also to give you information if we have upcoming shows. Yan. Ngayon, kami rin ay mapapakinggan via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Listen Notes. Kaya kung na-miss niyang live show, you can listen to us via those podcasts. All right? And of course, if you are joining us here as a live show, you may post your comments, your questions, and we'll try to read them throughout the show address also concerns, questions that you may have related to our topic for today. And our topic for today is... of course, pinag-uusapan natin lately ang last will and testament, probate, and previous to that, we talk about what if the person passed away without a will, how are you going to distribute the properties or the assets of the deceased person, and then ngayon, this is going to be a continuation of our topic regarding, having a will, and in the previous episode, we discussed about... why do you need to have a will? Yeah, the importance ng having a will and also the probate process. How does it work here in the state of Texas? Now, just a disclaimer, of course, the topic on will, probate, it's a state law. So definitely if you are located outside Texas, then you may want to consult with an attorney license to practice that law in your jurisdiction. So whether it's in California, Nevada, Las Vegas, New York, and you have to consult with an attorney. And also, of course, Philippines as well, because there might be some differences in terms of requirements and process, legal process. So it's always best to consult with an attorney licensed to practice law in your jurisdiction. Okay, so today, pag-usapan pa rin natin, of course, continuation na yan, like I said, ng topic natin about, having a will. But this time, we're gonna address the issue on, ano ba yung mga common errors na nagagawa natin when we are creating a will now or when we are making a will. Now, this topic is very important if you are creating your own or you are downloading a pre-made will online, because like I've mentioned earlier, it's a state law. So you might have downloaded a will online, but that will is not compliant with the requirements of your law there in your jurisdiction. So that's why it's always important to consult an attorney, of course. Like I said, pag-usapan natin, ano-ano nga ba itong mga common errors na nangyayari o nagagawa in making a will. So, sasagutin din natin yung ano, tanong na, of course, related this sa topic na ito, ay what makes a valid will? Kasi kung hindi mo alam ang requirements, then you definitely may create a will or download a will that is not compliant at the hindi yan i-approve ng court. Then it's as if the person passed away without a will, di ba? And that's not what you want. You want that your wishes be followed when you pass away. And the only and the way to do this is to have it on a will and make sure that the will is also valid. Okay, and that's what we do when we do when we probate a will. We prove it to the court that this is a valid will. So that means you need to know what are the requirements of a valid will, and we'll talk about that here in Texas. And also, what are the common mistakes na nagagawa natin in making a will? It's very important to address that question. And how do you avoid vagueness in the last will? Because, you know, based on my experience of probate of a will, if the will is not properly worded, nagkakaroon ng contest yan. Because people may interpret it differently than the intent of the person who actually made a will. So let's say, for example, yung intent ng tao is to give all, or let's say to give one half of his or her estate to his nephew, and the nephew was not named. Paano kung, you know, there are more than one nephews, diba? So then it's already vague, you know, it will be addressed to different interpretation, and that's what makes it more complicated when we do a probate, and also, of course, distribution of the assets once the person passed away. That's why it's important that you do it right. Gagawa ka na rin lang, e gawin na nang tama. That's what it means by, you know, follow the requirements under the law. All right, so of course, to guide you or guide us in our discussion for today, I prepared some slides. And I'll show it to you in a little bit. Let me just pull it up. Okay. All right, so habang I'm pulling it up, I hope you're having a great day or a great night wherever you are. Make sure you stay safe and healthy. All right, here we go. So, I posted here a question, why do you need to have a will? Of course, we've been talking about creating a will. We've been talking about probate. What do we do when the person passed away? How are the assets or estate be distributed after the person passed away? But of course, the bottom line here is that what is the importance? Why do you have to have a will? And so these are just some of the answers or information that I'd like to share with you. And the first one here is that it says you get to decide who gets what of your estates and not let the state of Texas decide for you. So in your will, you can make a decision. You can allocate percentage or how much of your estate you would like to give to a person. It depends on your relationship, maybe, or it's your will. Whatever it is that you want, you can put it in a will as long as it's properly done. Then your wishes will be followed. Otherwise, if you don't create a will, you're actually saying, or you're simply saying, Texas, it's your will. You know, decide for me. So the Texas has already made a decision for you, actually. And that's what we discussed in our one of our previous episodes about, you know, what will happen or how are we going to distribute the assets of a person when the person passed away without a will. So that's why it's important for you to have a will, definitely. Okay, so now We have here the next one. It says you get to elect someone to handle your affairs after you pass on. So what I'm trying to say here is that when you create a will, you get to decide who's going to take care of the distribution of your assets. So you can assign a person, and we call that person executor or executrix, okay, to manage your assets, your estates. So that executor has to be someone that you trust to make sure that your wishes will be followed and that that person will do the right thing. To protect your estate and make sure to distribute it to the rightful beneficiaries that you named in your will. All right. Okay. So now the other one, it says here, you can spare your loved one from lengthy ordeal with probate matter. And this is true because some probates are taking a long time because of complications. And complications arise if you, let's say, for example, pass away without a will and you have a lot of heirs somewhere out there, you know, you will have to find them first. So, you know, it could also be costly because you'll have to spend money to find the heirs. You'll hire an investigator. And what if they're not located in one state? What if they're everywhere in the world? So that's why it could be costly as well. And it'll take a longer time because you'll have to find them. Now, the other thing here is if you made a will, but the will was invalidated because you didn't do it right, then same thing. It'll be your estate will be settled or will be probated according to the intestate succession law. So dadaan naman kayo dun sa process na yon. And also here it says you can establish legal guardianship for minor children, especially kung meron kang mga anak na minors pa at that time you created your will, because you'll never know when you're going to pass away. You know, you may pass away leave a minor child. Kung adult na sila, then that's going to be different. You handle it differently than when there are minors, because minors cannot manage their inheritance. They're part of the estate. So then they will have to have legal guardians to take care of their inheritance. So the good thing about having a will is you can already include that one in your will. Who do you want to be the legal guardian of your child, of your minor child? You know, you can create a trust for the purpose of receiving the inheritance or the benefits under the will for your minor children. So that's why these are just some of the important, purpose or reasons why, you know, we need to have a will no matter what. And don't give me that reason that, oh, I don't have much right now. Okay. Because a will is not just, you know, it's not just important for people with a lot of assets. As long as you have assets, as long as you have properties, especially for children, as long as you have properties, you have to have a will, because that takes care of that whatever property you have after you passed away, right? Of course, meron ka nang pinaghirapan, siyempre gusto mo na mamapunta yon sa taong mahal mo or you value, diba? So that's why malaki man o maliit, it's always better to have a will. Nasaan ka man naroon. Okay, so let's look at the next slide. Now that we have, of course, talked about this, it's not exclusive. Marami pa na pwedeng maging reason. It depends on your situation. But these are just some of the important reasons that I find that, you know, that will justify why one needs to have a valid will. Okay? So now that we have discussed about the reasons, and hopefully nakaka-relate kayo sa mga reasons na yan, depending on sa situation mo. Okay? Now, here's a next question. We've been talking about, okay lang, your will is valid. Make sure that your will complies with the requirements of the law in your jurisdiction. So then we need to know, you need to know what are the requirements of a will in your jurisdiction. Of course, I'm here to talk about the Texas law in terms of the requirements in making a valid will. So question is, what makes a valid will here in the state of Texas? Now, before I talk about that, I know that I have mentioned this in the past episodes, that there are types of wills here in the state of Texas, and maybe similar to yours. So that's why, similar or different, that's why make sure you consult an attorney there in your jurisdiction. So that being said, we have the so-called holographic will and also the formal will, which is a typewritten will, okay? So holographic will is a will that is written entirely in the handwriting of the testator. So let's say, for example, I'm going to make my own will and I want to make a holographic will. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get a piece of paper, a pen, and write my wishes on that piece of paper and sign it. And that's it. That's the simple requirements of a holographic will. You can just write however you want your estate to be distributed upon your death and make sure that you have to handwrite the entire thing. So you can't ask somebody else to write it for you, because that will not be considered a valid holographic will, because it was not entirely written by you. And of course, you can't just, can you please write this because you have a better handwriting, and then you sign it at the bottom? It has to be your handwriting. Okay. Now, what if you downloaded a will from online? Because a lot of people are doing that. And that is not wrong, as long as you do it right, as long as you check documents, the will is compliant according to your law, then why not? Okay. So let's say you downloaded a pre-made will online, and then you read through it and you say, oh, you know what? I don't like this part of the will. Let me just erase that one. So you got a pen and cross it out. And then you wrote something else on top of it. Because sometimes we do that, right? Especially if you're editing a form or a document. You just cross out the words or the phrase or the sentence that you want to take out from the document. That's not, that will not be recognized as a change in the kind of will, typewritten will. Because if it's a typewritten will, it has to be purely typewritten. And if it's a holographic will, it has to be purely in the handwriting of the testator. It cannot be mixed or combined. Otherwise, then it's whatever it is that the changes that you made there will not be recognized by the court. So it is as if it's not existing. It is as if it's not there. So useless lang yung ginawa mong change doon. So you have to do it right. So again, that's for holographic will. Has to be in the handwriting of the testator. Does it have to be dated? It's not required, but it would help in case, the will is contested. There are some issues later on, or some relatives will challenge the will. Maybe the date you can use the date if it's dated, but it's not required. Does it have to be witnessed? No, a holographic will does not have to be witnessed, meaning you don't need the requirements of, a signature from two witnesses or one witness. No. Does it have to be notarized? No. A holographic will is plain and simple. You handwrote it and you sign it. We're just kind of identifying, of course. I'm not saying which will is better, which way is the better way for you to do it. I'm just giving you this information. You make decisions later on. And definitely the discussions for today will help you make a decision whether you're going to make a holographic will or you're going to make a formal will. Okay. Now, that being said, a formal will definitely will have to comply with the strict requirements of the law here in Texas. It has to be, of course, typewritten entirely. And has to be signed by the testator, okay? Must be witnessed by at least two witnesses, witnessing or attesting that they have actually saw you, or they saw you sign the will, and that you know what you were doing at the time and that you are capacitated to make that will. So it's important also to know whether you are allowed or you are capacitated to make a will. So, for example, a 14-year-old a kid, let's say that kid is very smart. Maybe that kid has a brain of a college student already, but the age is still 14 years old. So that person is not considered of legal age. So that means that person cannot make a will, or at least if the will that that person created, that will is not valid because that person did not comply with the legal age required by the law. Okay, and what is the legal age? 18 and above. So if you're only 17 years old, just wait for one more year in order before you make your will. Okay, I know some people are trying to be on point or 10 steps ahead maybe, but just make sure that when you do that, you are also complying with the requirements. You comply with the requirements of the law. Okay, so so legal age, we're talking about the capacity. So also the person who is actually making the will must be of sound mind. So if you have a mental disease, you may not be qualified to, or mental problem, you may not be qualified to create a will or make a will. So when we say sound mind, it looks into the mental ability of the person to understand what he's doing or what she's doing. Okay. That person should understand that what he or she is doing is actually making a will. And then, of course, must understand what is a will, that you are making a disposition of your estate. Now, you should also know the extent of your estate, things like that. And the other thing is, of course, intent. You need to be able to show that it is your intention at the time you made a will, it is your intention to make it as your last will. Okay, so how do we know intent? That's why it has to be witnessed, because your witnesses will testify or attest that you know what you're doing at the time, in short. Yeah, that's why you have witnesses. Okay, so so those are the re main basic, really the requirements in making a valid will in the state of Texas. Okay, now there was a question asked in one of my consultation. This question was, does it have to be notarized, the last will, or the will has to be notarized? Well, if it's holographic will, I already said it, it's not required. If it's a formal will, there is really no requirement that it has to be notarized. But if you are making a if you are asking the witnesses to also execute a like an affidavit, you have to prove it, proof of affidavit, then the affidavit has to be notarized. That's why, and that's why I always do that, because the proof up, if it's already proved up, then during probate, I may not need the witnesses to appear in court to testify or to attest to the signature of the testator. Kumbaga, you already made it in place of court appearance. And doon mo lang kailangan yon na notarize. But the will itself, it's not required to be notarized. Okay. Okay, now that we have said about, we kind of go over the requirements basically of a valid will, just to remember what kind of will you are creating, because they have different requirements as for holographic will and for a typewritten will or a formal will. Now, here in the state of Texas, there is a, or maybe you heard of the oral wills, or sometimes it's called non-cubitive will. a non-cupative will or oral will from the word oral, you made the will orally. When usually this, well, usually this happens when the person is in a dying situation and there's no chance to grab a paper, handwrite it. Maybe that person is not capable of handwriting anymore, depending on the situation or circumstances. And then I probably have seen this in the movies that on the deathbed, may tao sabi niya dun. So let's say, for example, yung doctor, yung nurse niya, whoever is present at the time, naghabilin na siya, sabi niya, gusto ko na iwanan lahat ng alam ko na mamamatay na ako, alam ko na this is it, I know this is it, I'm leaving, I want to give everything to my firstborn, ganyan. Orally lang niya ginawa yun. Is that valid? That's not valid here in the state of Texas. Maybe in your state, that's why you have to consult an attorney in your jurisdiction. But here in Texas, that is not valid. So pag ginawa mo yun, kahit pa sampo yung witnesses na nakarinig nung sinabi mo yun, it will not be recognized by the court here. It will not be recognized by the probate court because there's no such thing as non-cupative or oral will dito sa state of Texas. Okay? So, yun lang naman, just want to share that because may nagtanong sa akin before about that eh. Sabi niya, narinig yun ng hipag ko, narinig yun ng yung asawa ng hipag ko, narinig yun ng best friend ko, ang daming nakarinig. Sorry, wala pa rin, hindi pa rin yun i-recognize here sa Texas because non-cupative will or oral will is not valid in the state of Texas. Okay? All right, so before we continue our interesting discussions, we'll pause for a short break. And when we come back, alamin natin kung ano ba talaga yung mga pwede nating maging errors pag gumagawa tayo ng will. So stick around and I'll see you in a bit.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness, and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired. Be encouraged. And let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith. Let's share the faith. Let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone, from Roof Chamber Radio.
And we're back here sa Usapang Off the Record. I'm Eileen, your host. Ipagpapatuloy natin ng ating discussion about making a valid will here in the state of Texas. But before that, let me just greet yung mga taga Cavite, mga Caviteño-Cavitenya. Bumabati din ako sa mga taga Pusurobio, yan, of course, in Australia. Yan. Bumabati din ako sa California, sa Canada. Yan. So, okay. Let's continue our discussions. So kanina pinag-usapan natin yung requirements. Before the break, we talk about the requirements of a valid will here in the state of Texas. Okay? Ngayon naman, let's go into the common errors that a person may or usually, yeah, kaya nga common eh, na ginagawa natin kapag gumagawa ng will ang isang tao. Ginagawa ng isang tao. Okay? Put it back there. Yeah. So what are the common mistakes in making a will? Now, if you can see here on the screen, I have two, I talk about the two kinds of will earlier, you know, before the break. We talk about a formal will and the holographic will. And the reason why we talk about it is because I want to stress on itong dalawang ito, okay? Because some people will think, oh, you know what? Holographic will na lang. Hindi na ako mag-hire ng attorney or I will not have to download documents online. I'm just going to handwrite everything. Pwede naman, di ba? As long as you did it right. But ano ba yung mga common mistakes kapag, let's say, holographic. Start natin yung holographic will. Okay, so I'm sorry about that, ano. Yung itong slides, I think medyo nag-overlap yung some of the words. Okay? So, let's look at it. Holographic will. Remember the holographic will, it's purely in the handwriting of the testator and of course must be signed by the testator. Oh, by the way, testator means the person who is writing or creating or making the will, okay? I sometimes interchange yung creating and making kasi sometimes yung ano, you create a will because you pag dinownload mo yung will, yan, or there's a software that you're using, you're creating it, you know. You're making naman is probably you're starting doing it from scratch ganyan. But anyway, it's the same thing. So nakalagay dito bad handwriting. One common mistake is bad handwriting. Why would this be important? Well, kasi I'm saying this because I've seen well na it was handwritten. Wala nang problema sa ano sa you know, na sinulat mo siya. Ang problema kung hindi namin mabasa. Kung iba yung basa ko doon sa sulat mo, sa basa ng iba. Nangyayari ba to? Of course, nangyayari ito, di ba? Kala mo, R, yun pala, N. Why does it matter? Kasi minsan, yung pangalan, no? Yung letter mo, iba yung nakalagay doon or it doesn't look like it is, then pwede i-contest nila yon. Sabi nila, well, that's not you because your name has a letter R and this one is a letter N. So pwede ganon. But can it be resolved? Maybe, yes. It'll take a while or more evidence, witnesses, yan. So, mas maganda, kaya nagiging ano yun, it's one of the common errors or mistakes. Bad handwriting. So unless of course, can you and of course, this is very important kasi sometimes ginagawa yung holographic will kapag nandun ka na sa situation na you know, nasa deathbed ka na or na this, you know, alam mo na yun na mamamatay ka na. So yung handwriting mo is not the best handwriting for sure. Yung iba, kung ano na lang yung mag-grab nila and then write it on anything. So, kung let's say hindi naman naturally bad yung handwriting mo, but at that time you're not capable of, you know, writing it very clear or legibly. So that could be a common mistake. Yan sa holographic will. Okay. The other mistake is or error is if you don't dispose your entire will, if you're not disposing your entire estate in your will, what does it mean? Let's say may mga properties ka sa Texas and then may properties ka din sa California and then when you wrote your holographic will, ang nasabi mo lang my properties here in Texas. So then in California, you pass away without a will. Kasi in your will dito sa Texas, you did not include the properties in California. So, iba na naman ang probate nila doon. Ibang process na naman yon. So, that's why nagiging ito, common mistake kapag yung iniisip mo lang, dito lang. Or hindi mo na isama lahat yung mga properties mo. Okay? The other one is disposing estate that no longer exists. So, sinulat mo doon sa holographic will mo na, I'm giving my Nissan Sentra 2022 to my nephew, Jerry, and then yung pala, nabenta mo na yung, ano, yung car na yon, or when you pass away, it's no longer existing, or hindi pala sa'yo yung nakapangalan yon. And I think one best example here that I have encountered is yung mag-asawa na they hand wrote their will siguro because they're traveling and they're in a, you know just in case may ganun sila, just in case. So sinulat nila, oh, our ang nilagay pa niya our oh yan ba our house we give our house to or I give the house to Mary yon. Tapos, yung pala, yung house na yon is a community property. So, ibig sabihin, kalahati, undivided interest lang yung sa, let's say, yung wife ng gumawa ng holographic will. So, sa will niya, it looks like she's disposing the entire house, pero wala naman siyang, yung kalahati lang naman ng kanya. So, nagkakaroon ng mga issues yan. So, the way you are wording it, or you know, like it's what it says here, disposing the estate that no longer exists, or that maybe that is not yours at that time. Okay, so that's for holographic will. When you go to formal will, and again, nag-overlap naman yung some of the words, but ang importante lang dito, natandaan natin kapag yung common mistakes in formal will. If it is if the will did not comply with, of course, with the requirements of the law. So if you don't know, and I mentioned this earlier, if you don't know the requirements, okay, make sure you consult an attorney licensed in your state because or in your jurisdiction. Like for example, this is a Texas, we required or the law requires us to have at least two witnesses. So I know it's a formal will. And in some states, that law or isa. So, pwedeng magkaiba. And if you don't know that, and then isang witness lang yung kinuha mo when you made your will, then that's not compliant with the requirements of Texas. So, then that means that will is not valid. So, that's why that is considered as common mistakes. Kasi, yeah, nangyayari talaga yun if you don't know the requirements. Yeah, like that one, it says your witness properly. The other thing dito is yung not complying. Let's say, for example, the person was at that time half conscious or let's say drunk na lang siguro lasing. So medyo blurry ang kanyang ano ang kanyang pag-iisip. And then pinapirma mo siya. Okay, pirma mo to. You type a will and then you ask the person oh, this is your will. This is what it says. Binasa mo ganyan ganyan. At the time that person ano syempre lasing siya probably hindi niya alam masyado yung nangyayari and then that person signed that is not compliant with the requirements because when he signed it he really doesn't have the mental ca capacity to execute that because yun nga either lasing siya na hindi niya alam ang ginagawa niya. Okay, so that's also another mistake. Kaya hindi mo pwedeng i-rush yan. Okay, because it if you do that, then the will may be challenged and most likely the will be invalidated. So useless lang yon. All right, now in the middle, you see there are some common mistakes of dalawang will na yan, ano? Number one is ambiguities. Well, kasi sometimes we use some words that, of course, we know. Para sa nagsulat, alam mo yung saan mo paano mo ginagamit yung words. Pero remember that when you pass away, your will be interpreted by the court or by the parties. So kung malabo yung sinulat mo doon, then it will create an issue and the will may be challenged by some of the parties, some of the beneficiaries, then yun ang magiging ano doon it will complicate the probate process. So that's why that is and is this common? Yes, it's common. And we'll show you later I'll show you later an example kung paano nangyayari itong mga ambiguities na ito. The other one is alternate scenarios. Ang alternate scenarios yung wala kang what if? Ito yung what if mo. So let's say sinabi mo na I'm giving all my estate to my best friend. Okay? Tapos wala ka ng alternate nung halimbawa paano kung wala na si Mary at that time? Paano kung hindi mahanap si Mary? Kanina mapupunta yung estate mo? Paano kung na, like I said, kung paano kung ako nauna na si Bear, hindi mo alam. So saan mapupunta? Wala kang alternative. So that also is a common mistake. Lalo-lalo na yung mga ginagawa nila on their own yung kanilang will. So, ay, hindi lahat mapunta, kailangan lahat mapunta sa anak namin kasi nag-iisang anak na namin yan. Walang problema, di ba? Pero paano kung at that time you pass away? Or let's say, for example, magkasama kayo ng anak mo na nagbabiyahe and then something happened and you both passed away. Paano na? Or let's say nauna siyang namatay and then you followed. Ikaw na hospital ka pa and then, you know, after how many days, you also passed away. So, paano wala kang alternative? Or alternate beneficiaries. Okay, so that's what it means by alternate scenarios. The other thing is naming an executor. Kung hindi ka naglagay ng executor doon, then anybody can apply to be the administrator of your estate, even yung taong hindi mo pinagkakatiwalaan o yung taong masamang intensyon, right? So that's why it's important for you to make sure you have an executor in your will. And is that common na hindi sila maglagay ng ano exec? Yes, and basically this is very common in holographic will. Okay, administration. Yan, we also discussed earlier the two types of administrations. So not when I say earlier, it could be in the past episodes. So there are two types of administration. We have the dependent and independent. And if you remember, the difference between the two is ang pinaka-importante matandaan nyo lang doon, if it's a dependent administration, lahat, almost all the decisions that the administrator will make, kailangan i-approve ng court. Okay? But if it's independent, most of the decisions, the administrator can do it without asking the court's approval or any court order. Like yung, if the administrator wanted to sell the property, para pambayad ng utang, then that person can do that if it's an independent administration. Okay, so that's why it's important also to have, no, this is very common sa holographic will kasi may isip mo pa ba yun pag nag-handwrite ka, di ba? Alright, the other thing is signature. Yes, ginawa mo nga lang. Haba-haba, in-address mo lahat. You made sure there are alternatives, alternate scenarios. You made sure na may executor. You made sure it's an independent administration that you want. Sinabi mo pa doon, I waived the bond, but you forgot to sign it. Nangyari ba to? Oh, nakakalimutan mag, nangyayari yan. Nakakalimutan ng signature kasi lalo na especially if it's a holographic will, hinandite mo na eh, pagod ka. Kala mo okay na yun. Kala mo na pirman mo na, hindi pa pala. So that is also a common mistake. And that's why we said common dahil nangyayari talaga yan. So if you don't want your will to be invalidated, then make sure that you address all these common mistakes. And this is just some, not all. So that's why it's still, I advise you to consult with an attorney licensed to practice law in your jurisdiction in terms of, you know, if you have questions about the requirements and how to, or maybe you need assistance in how to make your will. Okay. So when we come back, we'll after this short break, we'll continue our discussions and I'll show you an example of a will and we'll talk about it. So stick around and I'll see you in just a few seconds. All right? So.
Hi, my name is Marilyn Rogers. I am the auditor of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Area. Please watch the Biz Talk every second and fourth Thursday of the month via Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page and the YouTube channel. See you all!
Yes, yan, ng TBT na, the Biz Talk. Actually, yan ay podcast and live stream ng Philippine-American Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Region. At currently, I am the chair. So I'm very proud of this project. This is that project we feature actually our business owners and members ng chamber. We feature them so that makilala sila ng public and also to promote their business. So you know, you can also I recommend that you watch that one every second and fourth Thursdays of the month. Okay, so going back to our discussions and of course, magpapatuloy nga natin, we talk about the common mistakes in making a will and maybe some of you will be able to, you're able to relate to some of those issues, because like I said, they're common. And iba naman, don't be surprised that this is really happening. Kasi parang yung, paano naman makalimutan mong mag-sign? It happens. Nakakalimutan natin yan. Marami tayong mga bagay na nakakalimutan. Sabi nga nila, our minds daw, sometimes we think faster than, you know, we act. So kala mo, nagawa mo na in your mind, yung pala hindi pa. Kasi, because marami tayong iniisip. Kaya, these things happen. Okay, so before the break, I told you I'm going to show you an example of a wheel, and then let's talk about that wheel. The wheel that I'm going to show you is actually a holographic wheel. That means it was in the handwriting of the testator. So let's show it to you now. Yeah. Is this real? Of course not. This is just an example. So don't think that, ano ba naman tong taong ito, no? But this is just an example. So you may be able to relate to some of the content of this will. But it is not real, okay? So the question here is, how do you avoid vagueness in your last will? So this will is... a holographic will, assuming that it was written entirely in the handwriting of the testator or testatrix. In this example, the testatrix is married. No, okay. For the requirements, this is a holographic will, so it's required that it has to be entirely in the handwriting of married. No, so let's say, for example, yan nga, I don't see anything any word that is typewritten. So assuming this is she handwrote all of it, so it's a holographic will. Did she sign it? Let's say this is her signature. So yeah, she signed it. It even has a date, although a date is not required. But that person dated the last will. Now, vagueness. So we're looking at the, you know, errors here, right? So when you look at when you read the first line, sabi niya doon, well, the title says my last will. So most likely alam niya, married knows what she's doing, that this is her last will and testament, or maybe last will. So sabi niya, I, married no, make this last will. So she knows what she's doing, right? She's making a will. And then on the second line, sabi niya doon, I give my entire estate to daddy. Now, if you look at that sentence or phrase, maybe because wala siyang tuldok, there's no period. So sabi niya, I give my entire estate to daddy. Sabi ng iba, malinaw naman yan. Kay daddy lahat yan. Kung yung ano, property, yung estate niya. So, mapupunta lahat kay daddy yon. Now, what makes it vague? Or what makes this one questionable? Yung word na daddy. Okay? Kasi sometimes, if you are married, you know, tawag mo, kasi you model it to your children, tatawagin mo yung husband mo ng daddy. Diba? Daddy, punta ka dito, daddy. But really, hindi mo naman talaga dad yun na father mo, di ba? Paano naman kung buhay pa yung totoong tatay, daddy ni Mary? No. So parang dalawang tao na yung ano dito magki-claim. Sabihin ng husband, oh no, ako yung sinasabi niya dyan na daddy. Sabihin naman nung father, yung biological father niya, no, ako yan kasi ako ang tinatawag niyang daddy. So vague na yung kanyang sinulat na yan, pero parang simple lang, di ba? Kay daddy lahat. Pero now, we're thinking that, oh, sinong daddy ang pinag-uusapan natin dito? Okay? Now, when you look at the third line, sabi niya dito, if daddy passes before me, I give, continuation. If daddy passes before me, I give my entire estate to Annie and Benny. All right. I think she's trying to create an alternate scenarios, which is good, di ba? Maganda kailangan may alternate scenario kapag hindi pa, let's say, daddy is no longer available at the time, then kanina mapupunta. So, she named Annie and Benny dito, if daddy passed away. May issue ba dito? Well, pwedeng wala, pwedeng meron, especially kung sino si Annie. Paano kung meron siyang niece na Annie ang pangalan? Meron siyang anak na Annie din ang pangalan? Meron siyang kaibigan na Annie din ang pangalan or Benny? Diba? So now, syempre, magkiklaim sila, ay hindi ako yan. That's me. That's the Annie that she's talking about there because we're very close. Oh no, I'm her favorite niece. So it must be me. So nag-create ka na ng vagueness doon. That's because hindi mo nilina kung sino talaga si Annie at si Benny. Pero sa isip ni Mary, no, nung sinulat niya, she absolutely knew sino yung taong tinutukoy niya. But remember, your will be probated when you're gone, when she's gone. So, hindi na matatanong si Mary kung sino si Annie at Benny na tinutukoy niya. So, then, that will cause the will to be challenged. Okay? Nung sino man sila Annie, kung ilang Annie man yan. So, that's why it's important na we avoid vagueness. Now, the next one, sabi niya dito, I give my diamond ring to my favorite cousin, Jen. Paano kung dalawa si Jen? Paano kung may Jennifer at may Jenna? Sinong Jen ang tinatawag niya, na cousin niya? So, vague na naman yun. Kung titingnan mo, it's not really vague, pero nagkakaroon ng vagueness in terms of interpretation. So, that's why it's important that malinaw. You have properly identified these people. Okay, and then, continuing, sabi niya, I leave my car to my good friend, Jerry Smith. Or Terry Smith, yan. So ngayon, ito parang malinaw naman yung attorney. Binibigyan niya yung car niya sa kanyang friend. Sabi pa niya, good friend. And then pinigyan niya ng first name and last name. So malinaw. That's anong vagueness dyan? Well, the vagueness could be, what kind of car? Paano kung si Mary no ay may tatlong sasakyan? Which car? Siyempre, si Terry or Jerry Smith, kiklaim niya yung pinaka, expensive. So, meron na naman tayong isyo doon, di ba? So, vagueness. Yan. You need to address the vagueness. You need to avoid vague language sa iyong will, especially if you are making your own will. Okay? So, I think that's the last slide. And then, yeah, this is my last slide here. So, now, having, gone through with all this common errors, and of course, the requirements in making a valid will. Are you now thinking about making your will? Well, if not, what is holding you back? I mean, you have to have a will and make sure that your will is valid, diba? So what is holding you back from making one now, if ever you don't have one yet? Like dito, must be more important than your loved ones. Kasi, it is in your hand and loved ones' best interest. So, it is in your and your loved ones' best interest to make it a priority. If you want that your will be followed, make sure it's done properly. Yan lang naman ang gusto kong iparating sa inyo. Yan. So, today we discuss, we covered some types of wills, the holographic and, three types of will today. The holographic will, the type written will, which is a formal will, and a non-cupative will. We talk about those three wills. So, we talk about the requirements for you to make sure that you are creating a valid will, whether it's holographic or formal will. Also, we talk about, of course, the most important topic na pinag-usapan natin ngayon ay yung mga common errors. And syempre, why do we have to talk about these errors? Para maiwasan ninyo to commit these errors when you make your will. Because really, when you pass away, it's all been done. Hindi mo na yung mapapalitan. Hindi ka naman na mabubuhay para palitan pa ulit yun, di ba? So that's why you want to do it the right way. Okay? All right. So thank you so much for sticking with me and for watching and listening Usapang Off the Record. But before ako tuluyang, magpaalam, I just want to invite you, if you are in the Greater Houston region or you are, one of the surrounding cities like San Antonio, Dallas, and if you have time this Sunday, September 4, from 11 to 5 p.m. I am going to be at the Bayou City Event Center together with the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Greater Houston Region and One Philippines, because we are having our Fiesta Cosa Texas 2022 this Sunday. Kaya, I invite you, and it will be an indoor event. So mula ng umara, we're safe inside. There will be securities, and there will be a lot of vendors, food and non-food vendors. We will have a program, a lot of performers, a local artist, and of course, ang special guest natin this Sunday is si Miss Ai de las Alas. Yan. Kaya naman, pakinggan nyo ang kanyang inihandang video sa inyo.
Hello po sa mga taga-Texas. Nako, ang ating fiesta na parati nating inaabangan ay nandito ng muli. At ako po ay makakasama ninyo sa September 4. Sunday po yan. Siyempre, dito po tayo sa Bayou City Event Center. Bayou City Event Center. Ito po ay nasa, syempre may kodigo ako, 9401 Knight Road, Houston, Texas. For more information, please call 713-725-1407. Magkita-kita po tayo sa September 4. Sunday po yan, para sa ating Happy Fiesta! Houston, Texas! See you there! Saya-saya, di ba?
Yes, happy fiesta! Ang saya-saya naman talaga. Actually, every year ito ginagawa dito. Kaya lang, because of the pandemic, ang huli nating fiesta ko sa Texas ay noong 2019. So ngayon, balik tayo ulit. Siyempre pa, ang pinaka-aabangan na fiesta ko sa Texas ay talaga naman, it's organized and planned by us, the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce, Greater Houston Region, in partnership with One Philippines. Kaya I'm so excited kasi some dignitaries will be attending the event, like the Philippine Consul General, Gerald Sanders will be there. We also invited the Consul General of Japan. Yeah. And of course, my local dignitaries, the Vice Mayor of Stafford will be there as well. And of course, siyempre, we have our Miss Fiesta Costa Texas pageant. Last night, the Biz Talk, they interviewed the candidates. So we were able to get to know them. And of course, looking forward to seeing them on Sunday. Kaya sana... you know, makarating kayo, and pag nakita nyo ako doon, don't forget to say hi to me. And yeah, that's it. So also, bago tayo magpaalam, I'd like to say thank you to Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy and Ligot Dizon Law Firm, ang producer ng ating producers ng Usapang Off the Record. And of course, I'd like to say thank you to the president of Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy na si Fenji Villasin. Maraming salamat sa'yo. Ang Usapang Off the Record, like I said, is aired every Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 10 a.m. Saturday, Philippines. Kaya magkita-kita tayo ulit sa susunod na Friday dito sa U.S. and Saturday naman yan sa Philippines. Kaya, all right, I have to go now. I have to prepare for the show and for the Fiesta Costa Texas. Again, this is Eileen. Have a great weekend, everyone. Make it worth it. I'll see ya. Bye-bye.